you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you, and I will never, never desert you. For lo, I am with you forever and ever. And if you say,
God, this is the Word of Faith Netcast, and this is Dr. Bill Bailey. I'm glad you could join us once again. It's been a long time since we've had a netcast, and it's just been a lot of things going on, and I want to share some of those things with you on today's netcast, and not the least of which, as you can tell, is we're now in our new office and studio. It's been an involved process. Those of you that have moved before, I know you know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. So, I apologize, first of all, that it's been so long since we've had a netcast. Like I say, there's just been so many things going on. But I trust that we'll get kind of back in the groove, so to speak, and be able to do some netcasts the way that we should be on time. All right. Now, if you're listening to the Word of Faith Netcast on Word of Faith Radio, then I appreciate your listening. And, of course, we're airing on Sunday mornings right after Kenneth Copeland's regular weekly TV show. And the audio from that is playing on Word of Faith Radio. There's a lot of exciting things happening with Word of Faith Radio. We've got new teachers, new speakers, new ministers on Word of Faith Radio, as usual. We just have a lot of folks joining us all the time. And even international ministries. Donato Anzalone is joining us. And he has a broadcast both in English and in, I think, Italian. But in any case, it is foreign language, at least to me. And his program airs right here on Word of Faith Radio. I'd encourage you to go check out the schedule, which is posted at the website, wfr.org, and you can click on the schedule there and see the entire schedule of Word of Faith Radio. So I'd encourage you to check that out. And then, of course, our program airs, as I say, Sunday morning, and we come on at 9:30, right after Brother Copeland's program at 9. And then Monday through Friday, we also follow Brother Kenneth Copeland, and he's on at 11 until 11:30, Monday through Friday. We're on 11:30 until 11:45. So I'd encourage you to join us for our daily radio program as well. Now, this week on the radio program, we are continuing a message that we started last week on the Word of God made flesh. And it's from a little different angle, I think, than you might at first glance think about the Word of Faith, or the Word, I should say, made flesh. And Jesus, of course, is the Word made flesh. We know that from John chapter 1. And it says in verse 14 that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Lord. Well, the Word being made flesh is Jesus coming and being made flesh. But now that He's gone back to be with the Father, where He is making intercession for us, praise God, I'm glad He is. But since He has done that, we are now ambassadors for Him here in the earth. And the whole thrust of that teaching is that the Word of God is manifested today in His church. And we are ambassadors of Christ throughout the world. Wherever we go, we're ambassadors for the Lord. And so we need to meditate on that. We need to study concerning that. So that's what the radio program is about this week. So I'd encourage you to check that out. And as I say, we got a lot of good things happening. Now, because we've had such a hiatus here of in the netcast. I'm not going to try to continue along the lines of where we were teaching, but rather start in with a new study and pick up today. And really, let's talk a little bit along the lines of what the radio broadcast is talking about. I think it'll dovetail pretty nicely with that. So let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That's the scripture that I'm using this week on the radio broadcast. And so I'd encourage you to turn with us there, and we'll get into the Word of God concerning this aspect of being an ambassador for Christ. And I think you will receive from that as we get into it. Amen. Now, I want to encourage you to write me. I'm going to say this here at the beginning of the broadcast, or the netcast, before we get to the end, because I really want to take the time to encourage you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Now, our address has changed. We, as I say, we've moved, and in doing so, of course, our address changed. And so I want to encourage you to write down our new address. The new address is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, and of course the zip 27262. We'll repeat that again at the end of the netcast, and we'll of course also have our, as we sign off, we'll have the address posted there as well. So I encourage you to check that out and make note of it, and go ahead and write me. I'd love to hear from you. You know, we do this netcast, and we do the broadcast, the weekly broadcast, because we want to reach people with the Word of God. You know, the Lord told me back in August of 1980, when He gave me the vision for Word of Faith Ministries, proclaim the Word of Faith, be a showcase of ministries, train people to fulfill the Word of God. You see that when the netcast begins every week as we come on, because that is the vision for the ministry. So proclaiming the Word of Faith is near and dear to my heart, and that's what we want to do as we teach the Word here each week. So let's go into the Word now in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's begin in verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, or to know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, or not holding them accountable for their sins, and hath committed unto us. Now, who's the us he's talking about here? He's talking about us as believers. Committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We are to tell the world that they have been reconciled to God through Christ. That's the ministry, or the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you or beg you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. Now, what I want to center up on is verse 20 there, the very beginning, where it says, we are now ambassadors for Christ. The word ambassador here is just like the word that's used for ambassador when an ambassador from one country goes to another country. You know, when that ambassador goes to that other country, they represent the country that they came from. They represent their homeland. Now, the word here is presbyo. It means to be a representative, to be an ambassador, but also figuratively to be a preacher. In other words, an ambassador says what his country tells him to say. In the same way, we say what God tells us to say. We preach the Word of God. And that's important for you to understand that we represent God here in the earth. We're ambassadors of heaven to earth. Now, Jesus, as I said, we're talking about on the radio broadcast, the Word made flesh. Jesus came to the earth. He lived here. He ministered here. He certainly showed the will of God. He showed the wisdom of God. He showed the plan of God during his earthly ministry. But in the same way, we now show that in the earth. Remember, the scripture there said, in Christ's stead. That is, instead of Christ. Now, we can't take his place in dying on the cross. We can't take his place in providing forgiveness for sins for everyone, but we can tell them about that that took place through what Jesus did. We can be ambassadors. We can be representatives. We can be ministers of reconciliation and tell the world what Jesus did. So the "in his stead" here is talking about in place of his preaching this message, we preach the message. In place of him going up and preaching on the hillside, you know, or whatever, we're the ones to do that. Now, there are those of us that are called to specifically preach the gospel, and we do that as part of our ministry. Here at Word of Faith Ministries, that's what we do. But it's more than that. Every believer is part of this ministry of reconciliation. Every believer stands as an ambassador to the world. The world looks at you. The world watches you to determine what heaven thinks about things, what God thinks about things. See, the world has a very distorted view of what God thinks about certain issues, certain things that are going on in the world today. And they say God would say this and God would say that. And, you know, I even brought up on the radio broadcast as I was teaching on that about what would Jesus do, you know, that bracelet a lot of people wear. They ask that question. That's a good question to ask. But in order to know what would Jesus do, all they need to do is look to the Word of God. Look at what he did. Look at how he ministered and how he acted. But beyond that, the world needs to be looking at us as believers and seeing what is truth. Seeing what the Word of God says, because we ought to be doing the Word of God. We ought to be doing the Word. If we're doing the Word, then they'll see what God wants, expects of them, what he wants them to do, what he expects us to do here in the earth, and that is to be ambassadors for him, to be his representatives. Now, as his representatives, we need to portray him completely, fully, and not hold back. There are a lot of people who are trying to drop the supernatural things of God. Oh, we don't speak in tongues anymore because we might run some people off. We don't lay hands on the sick because we might run some people off. You're not going to run anybody off by doing what the Word of God says to do. People are looking for power. They're looking for truth. They're looking for the power of God. They're not after playing church. They're after the things of the Spirit and power. They may not even fully know it or realize it. But that's exactly what they need, and that's exactly what they should be looking for. So when they see it, there may be a few that, because of their religious tradition, get turned off. But they'll be the very ones, when they get sick, that'll come looking you up because they know you're an ambassador of heaven. They know that you lay hands on the sick and they recover. And so when they're in that position, then suddenly you're the one they go to. So you need to be that ambassador. You need to not hold back. You need to not shy away from the truths of God's Word. And because you're doing that, you'll find that people will be drawn to you and drawn to your church. Amen? That's what we need to see. That's how we need to respond in these days. We need to be ambassadors of heaven, representatives of heaven. Amen? All right. Well, I tell you what, we're running low on time as usual. We're going to have to stop right here. But I tell you what, I encourage you to listen to the radio broadcast this week. I've already recorded them. So, you know, I know what I said. And I know what we got into. And I know it's going to be a blessing to you. So I encourage you to listen to them all this week on Word of Faith Radio. And be watching what's happening at Word of Faith Radio. We've got some exciting things coming up. Brother Harold has sent me some things that are happening and going to be happening. And we're looking forward to a great many new adventures with Word of Faith Radio. So stay tuned for that. Also, if you're looking for a good church in the Greensboro area, I'd encourage you to come out to Faith and Victory Church. My pastor, Ed Taylor, and all the folks there at Faith and Victory Church, I just encourage you to come out and be a part of what God's doing in the Piedmont Triad area of North Carolina. Now, I live here in High Point, but I go over to Greensboro to Faith and Victory Church. Try to say Word of Faith. That's this ministry. But I go to Faith and Victory Church on Sunday night, Wednesday night, any service. We'd enjoy having you come out and get into the Word of God with us, and you'll be blessed to do that. You can always go to their website, fvc.org, and there's a place there you can actually plug in your address, and it'll give you actual driving directions to go straight to the church. So you can't get any better than that. That's great. Amen. So join us there. Also, join us on the netcast next time and on the radio broadcast. And I'm glad you joined us again for another netcast. Trust you enjoy our new digs here, so to speak, as you see them there on the netcast. And we're going to keep working on it. There's some things we have to keep straightening some things out and working up some things. But it's coming together rather nicely. I'm kind of excited about it. Join us again next time. Oh, by the way, I would mention that mailing address again. And that is, of course, Word of Faith Ministries. The address, 52 P.O. Box 5213, High Point, North Carolina, 27262. And, of course, you can always write me here at Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. Join us next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.